In the Gospel, the scribes and their messengers ask St. John the Baptist, "Who are you? Who are you?" And he admits that he is not the Christ. And they ask him further, "Who are you then? And why do you baptize?" He says, "I am the one. I am the voice of the one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' And I am not worthy to untie the sandal strap of the one who is coming after me, the one who really matters, Jesus, God, the one he has made for. God made St. John the Baptist for this role, for this purpose, for this mission, for this vocation, and that's what he is. He is the servant of God. He is just a voice, and we can ask the same thing of ourselves. Who are you? What are you? Are you somebody? Do you, you know, how the world says, 'I want to be somebody. I want to be famous. I want to make a name for myself. I want to make a mark. I want to exalt myself. I want to be somebody.' And yet St. John the Baptist sets us that example. I am to decrease and Jesus is to increase. We are to forget ourselves. We are to, you know, St. Maximilian even talks about annihilating ourselves so that Our Lady can live in us and we can literally become her. She can live in us, as Christ said, "It is not me who is living, but Christ who lives in me." We can say the same of Our Lady. "It was not me who is living, it is Our Lady who lives in me," if we let her. Otherwise, we kind of make a mess of our life, of ourself. We are what God wants us to be, and whatever we become, if we become what we're supposed to be, then we will accomplish great things for God. Our Lord will accomplish great things in us. Otherwise, we will really sort of make a mess of our life and not do much for good in the world, and not allow God to do much good in us. So we need to shrink, we need to decrease, we need to let God work in us, through us, let Him. Whatever we accomplish, it's always going to be God accomplishing it in us. Are we ready to resign to that reality, that to that truth, that God is everything and we are nothing apart from Him? We are only what God accomplishes in us, and we can do great things with God and through God, and in the way He wants and what He wants. And let us be content to be servants. Let's be content to be instruments, just the shell, and let God fill it. Let God accomplish whatever He wants in us. We are just His servants. Everything we do, any good we do, it is God's work in us. Let us be content with that. Find our joy, our glory, our ambitions in service of God. And God is everything. God is all. And we will find our joy and bliss and happiness in Him, not in our own glory. Let us be content with that, and not the worldly philosophy, but the supernatural philosophy, which is the truth, that God is all and we are His children, His servants, and we are happy in that.
Fructum ventris tuum.